From Hollywood, California, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you the Al Jolson program with Martha Ray, Park Dukakis, Lud Gluskin's Orchestra, and our special guest, Jackie Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the chef of the evening who'll serve you with delectable tidbits of comedy and song, our own Al Jolson.
Hello, everybody, and hello, Tiny.
Hello, Al. Tell me, what's on the menu for tonight?
Well, Tiny, a couple of weeks ago, I sang two or three of the immortal George Gershwin songs. But I left out one of his finest songs, which I had the honor of introducing. I'm not even going to tell you the title, Tiny. You'll have to guess it. Take it, Lud. Take it. I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you, I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks here. D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, how I love my dear old Swanee. Mammy, Pappy, I love the old folks at home. Oh, Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Hello, Al.
Martha, darling.
Let me compliment you. You really sang that song swell.
Oh, thanks, Martha. And I've got a little TL for you, too.
Where?
Yes, you... I don't know. You look beautiful tonight. In fact, I've been saying that for 3 weeks straight now. But this time, really, Martha, I'm on the level. You look beautiful.
Oh, I guess it must be the climate, Al. You know, this Southern California certainly does things to you.
You talk like a native of California, pal.
Why, I am a native of California.
Really?
Yeah, I come from Iowa. And besides, I'm a taxpayer in this state, Al.
No.
I just built a bungalow court with 20 bungalows, and they're really beautiful. All built of pure alburnum.
Alburnum?
Uh-huh.
Why, Martha, alburnum is nothing but plain, ordinary wood. Why do you call it alburnum?
Shh. That's to fool the termites.
Oh, oh, you're cute, Martha. But I hope all your bungalows aren't rented yet. You see, I'm looking for a little place where I can get away and relax. To sort of go away from radio, announcers, and musicians.
Well, I've got just the thing for you, Al.
Yeah?
A deluxe bungalow away from the others. It's built on a bluff.
Oh, a California bungalow. Now, look, Martha. If I take one of your little bungalows, what kind of neighbors am I going to have?
Well, Parky Carcass rented one of my bungalows, and he's using it for an office.
An office?
Uh-huh.
Why does Parky want with an office?
Oh, didn't you know? He went 3 days to night school, and now he thinks he's a full-fledged lawyer.
Oh, wait a minute. I get the whole thing. He sent me a letter the other day, and he enclosed one of his business cards. Wait, this will kill you. I'll read it to you. It says, Parker Cocker's lawyer and tailor. I press any kind of a suit. How do you like that? Parker Cocker's a lawyer. Why, he couldn't bring a case to court even if it had a handle on it.
Oh, I don't know, Al. I don't know. He told me he talked his father and mother into getting a divorce so they could give him his first case. Their first case.
I'll tell you one thing, Martha. It's awful hard to picture Parker as a lawyer.
I object, Mr. Jackson.
Parker, Parker.
Yes. Answer yes or no.
Now, Parker, whatever gave you the idea to become a lawyer?
Somebody sent me a book, How to Become a Lawyer in 10 Easy Lessons or 5 Hard Ones. And now I got my degree, Jocelyn. Parker Cocker, IMD.
IMD?
Yeah.
What's that?
IMD Law. From the picture of the same name.
Parker, you still can't make me believe that you're a lawyer.
That's so? Well, yesterday I tried the case, and this morning I received a check for the lawyer's fee.
What?
I got the lawyer's fee this morning.
You fee?
Yeah, fee.
Parker, no. You mean you got the lawyer's fee? Fee.
No, it's fee. You should see what I got.
Sparky, look, I don't know how good a lawyer you are, but we're going to help you out.
Yeah?
Martha and I can give you your first job right now.
Oh, that's good.
You see, I'm renting one of Martha's bungalows, and you can draw up the papers.
That's right, Parky. What would you charge for me to draw up a lease?
I'll charge you $10, and for that, I'll draw up a 9-bond unbreakable lease.
It's a deal.
And for $5 extra, I'll show you how to break it.
Martha, let's forget all about the lease. Tell me, when can I occupy my bungalow?
Well, as soon as I mop it up, Al. You see, my brother stayed there last night and fell asleep in the bathtub and left the faucet running.
He left the faucet running?
Yeah.
Wasn't the place flooded?
No. It's a good thing my brother sleeps with his mouth open. Oh!
I hope she never does. Well, Parker, now that Martha's gone, tell me. What really gave you the idea to become a lawyer?
Well, I took up law on account of my wife.
On account of your wife?
Yeah.
Well, what's your wife got to do with it?
Well, I wanted to know my rights. My wife said if she had the power, she would leave me tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
What power does she want?
Tyrone.
Marky. Now, listen. She can't do that. You can always sue her for alienation of affection.
Alienation of affection?
No.
That's small stuff. I want to do something big, Justin, in the law.
Yeah?
I want to be a lawyer for fat people.
Fat people?
Yeah, you know, a corporation lawyer.
Well, Parky, look, looking at your bay window, I'll say you could make a good living from your own corporation.
Yeah, but you know I'm going on a diet?
Oh, you need it.
Jocelyn, I got a marvelous diet.
Mm-hmm.
Takes off your weight 1, 2, 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Say, look, you know, I'm going to make a picture for Fox 20th Century. I thought I'd get in the plug.
Yeah?
And I'd like to try that diet myself.
Yeah.
But how will I know when I've taken off enough weight?
Oh, it's easy. The first morning you get up, you go to the window, you pull up the shade, you inhale some fresh air.
Yeah?
But you don't eat.
No.
And you go back to bed.
Yeah.
Then the second morning you get up, you go to the window, you pull up the shade, you inhale some more fresh air,
yeah.
But you don't eat. Then you go back to bed.
Yeah.
The third morning you get up, you go to the window, and if the shade pulls you up, you had enough. Yeah.
Parky, that's swell, but I advise you to become a dietitian instead of a lawyer, because honestly, Parky,
yeah.
Nobody would ever give you a case.
That's sure.
That's so.
Well, then I'll make my own cases. I'll sue the government, I'll sue the state, I'll sue the county. Tomorrow I'm going to Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah.
For what?
To Sioux City.
What?
You know, Justin, I was hoping what you could throw some business my way.
Yeah?
You must know a lot of celebrities around town.
Well, I'll be glad to help you out, Parky. I have lots of friends in the picture business.
Yeah?
And if they need legal advice, I'll send them to you.
Okay, but remember, I'll take all the celebrities' cases... except Myrna Loy and Clark Gable.
Well, why not handle Myrna Loy and Clark Gable?
They're too hot to handle.
Well, yeah. Listen, Parky, if you really know enough about law...
Yeah?
I can get you a job in Washington. It'll do you the most good. How would you like to be a G-man?
I am a G-man.
What? You're a government man?
No, a G-man, a Greek. Yeah.
Parky, look, as a lawyer, you'll end up in bankruptcy.
No. That's one consolation. They can't put me in bankruptcy.
Why not?
How would that look? Park your carcass in the hands of receivers.
Parky, listen, if I ever need a lawyer, remind me not to hire you.
Right.
You know something? I'd like to see you handle a case in court. Reed, I'd like to see that.
You would? Then why don't you come over tomorrow morning up to that courthouse on the hill?
Oh, I know the one.
Yeah, I'm handling a Jack and Jill case.
A Jack and Jill case?
Yeah.
I never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, a woman is suing her husband for alimony. And if he don't pay the jack, we'll put him in jail.
Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Bobby, a fine lawyer you are. Why, you don't even know the first fundamentals of law.
Who don't? Once I defended a fellow just in court, but he didn't have a chance.
Yes?
So they called me in.
Tell me.
And for 3 days, I pleaded to that jury.
Go on,
Bobby. I spoke to that judge. When I got through, they only gave my client 20 years.
Only 20 years?
Yeah.
Parker, that's marvelous. I'm proud of you. Tell me, what was the charge?
Passing a red light.
Get out of here. And now our own Martha Ray sings Heart and Soul. Take it, Martha.
Heart soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do, madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost and full, and tumbled overboard, gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you, madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. I've let a pair of arms enslave me time before, but more than just a thrill you gave me, yes, more, much more, more. Heart and soul, I fell in love with you, heart and soul. The way a fool would do, madly, because you held me tight. Da-da-da-da-da, heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard, gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too.
Martha, child, that was a little bit of what I would call all right.
Oh, gee, thanks, Al. You know what I always say? Well, an ad libber in the brass section, huh?
How do you like that? How do you like that? Young man, would you step down here?
Yup, you bet your life, brother. You bet
your... Just a minute, please. Didn't you interrupt us here last week with that fanfare you was on to the cornet player?
Yep, you betcha. I'm a fanfare and fool. Every time Miss Martha finishes her song, Mr. Ruffner has me do myself. Yep.
Let me at him, Al. Now listen, my little weather-beaten pixie. There's no fanfare in our dramatic sketch this week.
Not even a little one like this?
Wow, not even a little one like that. Friend, this week we start our sketch with full orchestra.
Shucks, I've been double-crossed.
All right, lad, all right. Personal. Friends, have you ever noticed those pathetic little personal pleas that crop up in the personal column of many daily newspapers? And do you know why the space in which they appear has been nicknamed the agony column? Well, listen to a few messages at random.
Dolly, this can't be the end. Meet me tonight at the rendezvous. Yours alone.
And this.
Laddie, I was wrong. You were right. Pining for you. You know who.
And listen to this.
Jean, darling, come home. Things are different now. Anxious.
Three heartbroken people who had failed at some critical moment. anxiously awaiting for their message to be read, perhaps to be answered, perhaps to be ignored. Believe me, friends, they have good reason to be anxious. Critical moments are not to be taken lightly. And whether you realize it or not, any time two people are together may be a critical moment for both of them. Why? Because there's always the chance of one person's not measuring up, not making a good impression. And nothing could possibly make a worse impression than B.O. Unfortunately, B.O. offenders seldom know when they're guilty. And don't forget that every day a normal person gives off about a quart of perspiration. That's why it's so very important for all of us to play safe against offending. How? Simply by taking the easy, pleasant precaution of bathing regularly with Lifebuoy Health Soap. For Lifebuoy's rich, lively lather in your daily bath gets you extra clean, extra fresh, and most important of all, stops B.O. For the sake of your business and social career, don't take chances. Let Lifebuoy bring you through these critical moments with flying colors. Always use Lifebuoy for your daily bath. And now the orchestra, Al Jolson and Martha Ray in Digga Digga Doo.
And I love you, and when you love, it's natural too. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo, digga digga doo, digga doo.
I'm so very digga digga doo by nature. If you don't say digga digga to your mate, gonna lose your mama.
So let those funny people smile. How can there be a virgin isle with a digga digga doo, digga doo doo, digga digga doo, digga doo?
We have visiting with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a young man that can truthfully say he was practically raised on a movie set. Though he is very young, he can lay claim to more years of acting experience than most of our matured picture stars. Allow me to present that old veteran with the accent on youth, Jackie Cooper. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Mr. Jolson.
Let me take a look at you, Jackie. I can't get over the way you've grown. Why, it only seems like yesterday that you were a baby. And now look at you. Honest, son, I can't believe it. You're no longer a kid. You're a man.
Yes, Mr. Jolson. It was a tough fight, but I won.
Why, son, I remember when I first saw you in Skippy. What a hit you made. Then I remember how great you were in The Champ. Ah, boy. Those were grand performances, and just think, all those things were happening when you were just a baby.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jolson. You know, I often sit in the glow of my fireplace and think over those carefree days in my youth. Well, I guess all of us men live in the past, don't we, Mr. Jolson?
Yes, Mr. Cooper, we certainly do.
Well, I can remember my boyhood as if it were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a time when I wanted to leave it all behind. Then one day, Lady Luck smiled down upon me. And out of the gray ashes of the past, there arose a new and rejuvenated Jackie Cooper. And then came the war.
Say, wait a minute. Wait a minute, son. Just a minute. How old are you?
16.
Then came the war. Why, the war was fought over 20 years ago. When the war was going on, you weren't even on your mother's expense account. But I understand how you feel, son. I was a kid myself once.
No kidding?
What do you think, I was hatched?
I didn't mean it the way it sounded, Mr. Jolson. What I meant was that I've known you so long that I just sort of imagined that you always looked the way you do now.
Now, Wouldn't that be a pretty picture? Baby Jolson sitting in a high chair yelling for a shave. I can just see my father now passing around cigars in front of the hospital and telling all the people, you must come and see my baby son. He was born with 10 gold inlays and a pivot tooth.
I guess maybe I said the wrong thing.
Ah, no, you didn't, Jackie. I was only kidding. And listen, son. And you know you're young enough to be my son. So I think I should tip you off about a few things. Now, for instance, well, there's the subject of women in the life of a man.
Oh, gee, now we're getting someplace.
Say, you're over 16. You know that, don't you? Let me warn you, son, about women. Remember the old saying, beauty is only skin deep. You can take away that skin, and what have you got?
Well, I don't know, but I'd kind of hate to have it for a blind date.
You can joke all you want to, Jackie, but all I can say is you want to keep away from girls.
What was that again?
I said you want to keep away from girls.
You mean I should not want to?
Well, have it your own way. Of course, I didn't mean that you... But tell me, son. Listen, don't give up girls altogether. Is there... I want to give you a little advice. You know me, old Dorothy Dix Jolson.
Well, Mr. Jolson, tell me this. Is it true that two can live as cheaply as one?
Well, yes, two can live as cheaply as one, but not as quietly.
Well, can a fellow who gets, say, an allowance of, $5 a week, could he support a wife on that?
Sure, providing that neither of them eat. So you're figuring on getting married someday, eh?
Oh, no, not me. But my brother is, as soon as he gets another engagement ring.
Another engagement ring?
Yeah. You see, he was engaged to a girl last week, but she refused to marry him. And kept his ring, too.
Kept his ring? Why doesn't he ask her to send it back to him?
Oh, that's all right. They'll come and get it.
Say, Jackie, how long has your brother been engaged to this girl?
Oh, about 2 weeks and a half.
Those long engagements, eh? But don't let his experience discourage you, son. I suppose now you have a little girl yourself?
Oh, no, not me, but... Gee, she's pretty. You know, she has big brown eyes, just like her mother's, and she has her father's teeth.
I suppose he's got a new set.
Yeah. Yeah. He gave his old ones to the Elks.
Say, Jackie, how old is this little gazelle that you're going around with?
Oh, she's exactly the same age as I am.
I see. Sweet 16 and never been kissed, huh?
Well, she's 16. You know, Mr. Jolson, sometimes I think I don't understand women.
Sonny, when you get as old as I am, you know you don't. Women is the craziest people.
Hey, I heard that last crack, Al. And as a female of the species, I resent it.
Why, hello, Martha. I didn't know you were coming in then.
Say, Mr. Jolson, isn't that Miss Martha Ray? Gee, I'd like to meet her.
Why, sure, Jackie. Martha, I want you to meet Jackie Cooper.
I'm very glad to know you, Jackie.
Gee, I'm awful glad to meet you too, Miss Ray. Say... Did you ever fall in love at first sight?
Uh-huh. But the second look cured me.
Well, Miss Ray. Yeah. Well, that is, what are you doing tonight after the show? You know, we could go to a movie or something.
Well, Jackie, if I did go out with you, say, to a picture show, you know, would you hold my hand?
Well, I'd hold both your hands, Miss Ray.
Oh,
hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, just a minute. Jackie, what's the idea of holding both her hands?
Because I got my allowance in my pocket.
Get out of here. You're over 16. Tiny.
Yes, Al?
Tiny, remember that young woman we had on the program a couple of weeks ago?
Why, yes, you mean the nurse from the local hospital.
Yeah, well, she had some hints about how to stay healthy, and I was thinking it wouldn't be a bad idea if you repeated what you said for the folks listening in.
Okay, Al, if you'll postpone your next tune for exactly 60 seconds, I'll do it.
Gladly, Tiny.
Well, friends, a few weeks ago we heard from a health expert who gave you some important advice on how to help protect yourself against those germs of many common diseases that may take their toll in the winter months. Now, those suggestions were simple and easy to follow, and I hope you have taken them to heart. In fact, I believe so strongly in that well-known ounce of prevention that I'm going to repeat those four simple common sense rules a second time. First?
Keep out of crowds as much as possible.
Second?
Avoid exposure to chill and wet, particularly when you're tired.
Third?
Get plenty of rest, sleep, exercise, fresh air, and nourishing food.
And fourth?
Keep your hands as clean as possible, for hands may pick up and spread the germs of many common diseases.
Now let me emphasize the importance of that fourth rule. Every member of your family should wash his hands regularly, especially before meals, with Lifebuoy. For Lifebuoy, with its exclusive ingredient, not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs as well. This is a simple health measure. And mothers, to make hand washing a fascinating game, you may send for a free Lifebuoy wash-up chart and a school-sized cake of Lifebuoy soap for each of your children between 6 and 12 years old. Simply write to Lifebuoy in care of the station to which you are listening. All right, Mr. Jolson?
Spring will be here before we know it. And all you little boys and girls listening in are bound to hear rumbles that come from the sky. And as a rule, you run to hide and then you start to cry. But you won't anymore. I'll tell you why. When the thunder starts to thunder, don't run home and cry. They're playing tenpins in the sky. Little fellas, way up yonder, make the raindrops fly. While bowling, rolling, tenpins in the sky. The world will wear a new bonnet, daffodils on it, thanks to skies above. Thunder and showers, wake up the flowers, where there are flowers, there must be love. So laugh at raindrops, laugh at thunder, clouds will soon roll by. They're playing tenpins in the sky. That ain't thunder, way up yonder, that's nature's lullaby. They're playing tenpins in the sky. The seven dwarfies, heaven's little dwarfies, are rolling kinda high. And that's what makes the thunder in the sky. So be a brave little fella, grab your umbrella, get out in the rain and sing. Thunder means showers, showers mean flowers, flowers mean sweethearts, and that means spring. So laugh at raindrops, laugh at thunder. Children, don't you cry. They're rolling and bowling ten pins in the Well, I guess that'll be about all for tonight. I hope you liked that Cooper boy as much as we did. He's one of the best. Be sure to give us a twist of the dial when next Tuesday rolls around because, well, we have a special treat for you. One of the finest actresses of the stage and screen. Miss Faye Bainter plus our regular group. Martha, Parkey, and Lud Gluskin's officer. This is Al Jolson saying so long until then. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Good night.
Best regards from all of us to a great little guy, Jackie Cooper. Heart and Soul is from A Song and Barn. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.